Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And boy, howdy, are you going to be glad you're with me? Because I got a new friend here. Randy Scarborough is new to us, but he's been working with small businesses for a long time in his job as vice president of marketing for FedEx Office. And you know those folks, and so one of the things that that FedEx Office has been doing now, this is the third year in a row, is surveying small businesses to find out what they're thinking about the economy and how they're thinking about going after new opportunities. And so Randy's here to as I have been doing now, this is my third year in a row, to talk about the FedEx Office survey of business conditions. And Randy's here to talk to us about that. Randy Scarborough, welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here, Randy. Thanks for being part of our day and for bringing the survey to our attention. As you know, this is your third annual survey, isn't it?
It is. It is our third survey. It's the FedEx Office Signs of the Times survey, and it's what we do to try to keep the pulse of small business today so that we can make certain that we are providing services that they are in need of.
Right. And your survey is focused, a lot of your surveys are not only focused on their general attitudes, but also on marketing, which is something that you guys are focusing on in your job. Randy, one of the things that I want to talk about for a little bit first, though, is sort of where we've come from and where we are and where we're going. You know, everybody knows where we've been. I got to thinking this weekend, Randy, I was listening to the radio, and I heard that song by America. You remember it. It starts out, "I've been through the desert on a horse with no name."
Yes, recall that.
And then I thought about, you know, that's kind of where we've been. We've been through the desert on a horse with no name. And then the second part of that, the next part of that lyric is, "It feels good to be out of the rain."
Well, it does. It certainly has been.
And your folks are telling you that, aren't they?
They certainly are. You know, we have 3 years now of history as we've tracked the pulse of small businesses through the survey. And it was not long ago at all that we saw a lot of concern from small business owners, and that has turned. There's no doubt about it. There's more optimism today.
Well, you know, Randy, one of the things I try to point out to small business owners is that the economy and the way we enter the economy and deal with the economy, whether it's good or bad, is really playing out in two pieces of real estate. One of them is in the marketplace in front of us, customers, employees, vendors, the whole economy that plays out in front of our eyes. That's one piece of real estate. And the other piece of real estate, Randy, is the 5 inches between our ears.
Right.
And when I talk to small business owners, and many of them your customers, because I do speak to a lot of FedEx audiences around the country every year, I ask them, which is the most difficult? The economy in front of you are dealing with the 5 inches between their ears? And without exception, they all say it's the part between our ears.
Well, I believe it. That is also what creates that entrepreneurial spirit of a small business owner, so that's not surprising.
Well, and that's what we have to do. And that's one of the reasons why, Randy, I believe Main Street small businesses are going to be the heroes of the recovery. Because more than anybody else, as you just said, small business owners believe in themselves, and that they are capable. They have an incredible ability to believe in themselves and to recover between their ears a lot quicker. And that's the reason why I know they're my heroes, and I know you agree with me on that. Talk to us a little bit about some of the things that your folks told you in general about just about the general economy.
Well, the first point is exactly what you just said. We found that, 72% said that they will be the driving force behind the U.S. economic recovery. So what you just said is further reinforced by the survey data that we found, which, again, just shows the optimism. They know it's going to take a lot of hard work, but like any smart entrepreneur, they're willing to fight for success. That's how they got to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
One other interesting point, we found about half of small business owners say they have already or will fully recover by the end of this calendar year. So that is a very encouraging statistic.
That was something that when I saw that, that really made me happy because, and you know, Randy, one of the things about that, some of those people who said that, you know, it's not as much of what they see in front of them in that other piece of real estate as it is what they believe about themselves in between their ears. And that's what, to me, that's what's so exciting about this. But a lot of it is real evidence. A lot of them are seeing the real evidence in front of them that there is a recovery happening, and they know they can be part of that. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Randy Scarborough is our guest. He's Vice President of FedEx Office Marketing. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes on any topic under the sun. We got something there for you to do in 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between. 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. We got lots of stuff there. You can read. You can listen. You can ask questions. My blog is there. My newsletter is there. I hope you subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. It just gets better and better. Oh, and also on our homepage, over on the right, in the right column, there's a poll that you can take. Every week we have a different poll on the website and also in the newsletter. And it's real easy. Just look, read the question, and there's no fill in the blank. All you got to do is multiple choice, so it's easy. Just choose the option that you prefer. Based on the question, and click it and submit it. And you don't have to tell us who you are. We just want to know what you think. So check that out, and we'll report back on the results every week. And so check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Randy Scarborough is Vice President of Office Marketing, FedEx Office Marketing. And he's back. He's here with to bring back the third annual FedEx Office Survey. And I've covered all three of them, an annual survey, and we were just talking, Randy, about the optimism that you're seeing in the surveys. And I cover a number of other surveys. I do two monthly surveys every month on the show, and have now for over a decade. And I do a number of quarterly surveys. And what's interesting to me, Randy, is to see how much these surveys, taken by different people with different audiences, how much these surveys tend to match. And I'm hearing other positive things, just like you're talking about.
Well, it is very consistent, and it's encouraging because I do think so much of it is about the attitudes of small business owners, like you were saying earlier, the mindset of people, the real estate between their ears, as you call it. It's encouraging to see the optimism.
Well, now, one of the things that I like about your survey is that you focused a lot on marketing, because that was what you wanted to find out, and I'm glad you did that. The other surveys I cover, we talk about credit and interest rates and inflation and those kinds of things. But yours was heavily focused on marketing. And I think this is important because marketing commitment by a company says a lot about their attitude about their future, doesn't it?
Well, it absolutely does, because, businesses have to grow to survive. And, again, the survey showed us that small business owners believe that, very consistently showing us about 40% said that they plan to increase their spending on marketing and advertising, which is a very good sign. We also found, somewhat on the flip side of that, the learning from these small business owners was that about a third of them had to make cuts to their marketing and advertising last year. Mm-hmm. And I know some of them had to do it just to get through it, but I think that a lot of them, actually I don't think, I know they told us, about a third of them said it had a negative or extremely negative impact to their business when they cut their marketing spending.
Right. Well, and that's true, and so they learned that lesson. And this is, as you said, Randy, the thing about small business owners, when they cut that spending, they knew it wasn't going to be good, because you can't, whether the economy is good or bad, you can't stop letting people know that you're available.
No, you can't. You know, having your brand top of mind with your customers, making sure your competitors still know that you're there as well, that's the key to survival.
Right. And the other thing that you guys, that I noticed in your survey, was that your 2010 commitment for marketing was about the same as it was for 2008 before the recession hit.
Very, very consistent.
Well, that was very interesting that we've kind of that your respondents have recovered to that level.
Yep.
In terms of marketing. You know, Randy, one of the things that that I think about whenever I see the results of your survey, and you talked about the ones who had to cut spending last year, for example, cut commitment to marketing, but there were many who didn't. As you said, a higher percentage didn't cut spending to the commitment to marketing. But here's what I know, Randy: those companies who didn't stop making a commitment to marketing, they had to sacrifice somewhere else because there's only so much money out there for these guys. And you know where that money, you know where that commitment, where that sacrifice came from, Randy? It probably came out of their own pay. And that's what a lot of this, and see, Randy, this is one of the big differences between big companies and little companies. When little companies have to sacrifice, the sacrifice comes from the owners more than anything else.
Well, and again, our survey showed that same thing. About 40% said they cut in staffing and HR areas.
Yeah, yeah. And what I also know, Randy, is the day that comes when there are nine people and only eight paychecks, the ninth paycheck that doesn't get cut is their own. Randy, talk to us about some of the other things you learned about from these folks in your survey.
Well, you know, in marketing, there's the marketing mix that you hear about. No one marketing tactic is going to be the silver bullet in most cases. And what we found, we asked some questions about digital marketing or online marketing and the use of the web and that sort of thing. And certainly these small business owners told us that the web is an important part of their marketing mix, but they also said that traditional marketing, printed materials, is a major part of their mix that helps them drive their business.
Mm-hmm.
Things like newsletters and direct mail campaigns, signs and banners and that type of thing were specifically identified as tactics they intend to use.
I want to compare those two again, because I think the digital and the physical, the combination of those, I think that's an interesting thing to compare in the way small business owners are moving forward in the 21st century. Randy Scarborough is our guest. He's Vice President of FedEx Office Marketing. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
In a white room with black curtains.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And I'm glad to have Randy Scarborough as our new friend and soon-to-be old friend. We'll get Randy back again in the future. Randy is Vice President of FedEx Office Marketing. And as you know, folks, FedEx is one of our corporate partners. And we appreciate them very much. And you, I hope you do, too. Because they're one of the groups, one of the companies who helps us produce the information that we do to bring you this show and all the other things we do and make it available to you for free. And Randy, I just want, on behalf of my audience and small business owners everywhere, I want to thank you for that commitment.
Oh, absolutely. It's a an honor to be part of this.
Well, we appreciate that very much. And Randy, one of the things I'd like to say, and folks, this is true, I would say this regardless of our relationship, we travel around a lot. My audience knows we spend a lot of time on the road working with small business groups and speaking and that sort of thing. And we often have opportunities to need shipping help, to need packaging help. We just got through doing this in Washington, D.C. We just got through doing it in Las Vegas in the last 30 days. And I'm just going to brag on your people. Every one of these FedEx office shops we go into, the people have been very helpful, and I want to congratulate you on that organization.
Well, thank you for that feedback. It's wonderful to hear. We know that our people at FedEx are what make us stand out, and they are the ones that deliver on what customers expect and need from us. So that's terrific feedback to hear.
Randy, one of the things, as we were talking a minute ago before we went to the break, one of the things that that's been interesting to me is to see small business owners make the transition from the real world to the digital world, from the Main Street storefront to the online storefront. And they've been doing a better job of making that transition. And you gave us some stats on the, on the, on the survey that proved that a minute ago. A lot of them are focusing more on digital, but they're also continuing to make a commitment to Main Street physical, aren't they?
They certainly are, and we know, digital online, that whole area can be kind of confusing. It's changing so quickly. There are new social media opportunities that pop up all the time, and it's challenging to figure that out. But without a doubt, we know that that is an important place for a small business to be present and to be seen. But again, we did see in the survey some very interesting things about the reliance on traditional marketing and promotional materials. There's an interesting part in our survey that actually showed us a younger demographic found the importance of a traditional sign and banner, something that's actually hanging outside the front of the store, as being a very critical part of their marketing mix, where you might think that's a little counterintuitive, that they may be more in favor of online, just being a younger generation, more tech-savvy. The reality is they actually found signs and banners to be even more important.
But Randy, let me tell you how this works. And folks, see what I try to tell people, small business owners, in terms of traditional versus digital, it's not either or, it's both and.
It absolutely is. And
let me give you a quick example. I love my voice search capability on my cell phone. And so if I'm looking for a certain company or a certain kind of product, I do a voice search. I'm driving down the road. I just put the phone in front of my mouth and I say, pepperoni pizza in Peoria. And it gives me the nearest place, including a map, but it also is helpful. And this has happened to me when I get near there and I've never been there before. And there's a banner hanging outside that says best pepperoni pizza in Peoria. It's not either or, it's both and.
It's a whole mix of things, and I would even add to that the management of a business's brand is incredibly important, and it's a challenge for a corporation even the size of FedEx, but we know how important it is. A small business owner, it's equally as important to make sure that your brand is managed very well.
Right. There's no question about it. And getting that brand up in front of folks' face, in front of a customer's faces, that's a very important thing. And small business owners, this is one of the things that we've tried to do here, Randy, on the show over the last 12 and a half years, is let small business owners know that they have a brand and that they need to leverage that brand and get that brand out in front of folks. And a lot of small business owners don't get that. And that's a very important thing for the 21st century, isn't it?
It is. And that is where FedEx Office can come in. We know it's difficult to manage a brand consistently. For a small business owner, we offer a ton of templates and tools and in-person consulting in our stores for small businesses to be able to use our services to manage their brand and to promote their business.
Randy, I've got to wrap it up as we come to the end of the hour. Thank you for being here. Thank you for this survey. You're invited back for next year's as well. But let's not wait that long. Let's get you back before then.
Sounds great.
Thanks. Randy Scarborough, ladies and gentlemen, with Vice President of Marketing for FedEx Office. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.